It's time for the Elk and Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone to talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Take it away, my friend.
Hey, Joel. Thanks so much for having Elk and Valley Trails come on radio weekly. And sure appreciate it. Getting the word out is real important in a small town. It's hard to get it out sometimes. I want to send out a big thanks to Dan and Sally Park for making it possible with the state and with Wilkes County to get control of Carter Falls. Dan gave us an 11-acre easement and then sold to the state at really a nice deal for the state through the Connect to North Carolina bond with help of the Wilkes County commissioners, especially Eddie Settle, for holding the easement and doing construction on the property and getting the Mountain to Sea Trail, which is coming from Stone Mountain State Park through Elkin and then Pilot Mountain State Park. And his gift and donation and help there has been hugely helpful. We've been working also with Bob Hilliard, Derek Goddard, the Blue Ridge Environmental Construction folks, Robin Smith, Foothills Forestry, and lots of volunteers from EVTA to put a new trail in out there. Bridges School has been out there, had a number of folks working on the new trail. It's out there, it's signed, and we don't have the parking lot done yet, but we're just getting the permit for a big parking lot for people out near Birds Branch Campground, which has also been a big help. So we should have this. You can see the falls now, and it's safe, but if you mind the signs. But eventually our plan is to put a large bridge there to go across the creek, and that'll be a part of the Mountains to Sea Trail. And it's going to be quite a story when it's written. In fact, Iowa State Magazine sent one of their writers here yesterday, and we spent about 6 hours with him interviewing Dan and talking to different folks along the trail and meeting people out on the trail from both sides. And Osteen's property, the Harris Fields vineyard that's coming out there, to do a story for the State Magazine about this project. So it's pretty cool. Big thanks, too, to the town of Elkin, in particular Adam McComb, Brent Cornelianson, and John Holcomb, and the folks and the commissioners that have worked to put in a grant for our next bridge out on the Mountain to Sea Trail. Also, it's the town greenway, as most people know. It's old ENA rail bed, and, you know, we've got a 140-foot bridge and a 178-foot bridge, and now we're getting ready to put in cover a really deep gap. It's after the second railroad cut. If you haven't walked out there, it's really a great place to walk and see what we're getting ready to build. It's a 75-foot bridge with 3-foot high, 75-foot long I-beams, 4 of them. Lock Row and Company are going to be putting that in for us. So that's going to extend the trail quite a bit, and it'll also be all handicap accessible. And as a reminder for people who have not been able to see the trail because of inability to walk that mile and a half and then back, of course, there is a bathroom out there at the end now, so that makes it a lot better for everybody. You can arrange through the park. We've got 12 veterans trained to drive two vehicles that were donated by TAMCO. That would be Patricia and Ken Nix donated 2 electric golf carts to the park, actually to the trails, and then the park is holding them and maintaining them and coordinating the drivers, we have 12 veterans that have been trained to drive it, so you can get a ride and see what we're doing, even if you can't walk very far. We're also working now on a second footbridge, about 34 feet long. Riley Lyles, been helped by Kenneth Southard at Duke Energy, Will Gwynn, Green Hill Environmental, Joe Mickey, Bob Hicks, and 37 Boy Scouts 2 weekends or so ago. And we're going to do some stream restoration out there as well as putting in that bridge. Rob Liberty is working on a new section of trail, that mountain bike trail. And big thanks to Shirley Randleman for her help, helping us raise money for that bridge, for 4 projects. And thanks to Winston-Salem Foundation. I know we got about 30 more seconds to go here, but thanks to them for money to help us support these bridge projects. And come to the farmers market on Saturday. We'll be there from 9 to 12, and Joe Hicks, ambassador of the trail, will be there and help you adopt a duck or turtle. It's all this little money that has helped make this whole trail possible. So come on out. And one final shout out to Carrie Nations for selling tickets for these and walking around with her sign when she was 5 years old, and now she's 10 years old wearing the same sign. So come out and adopt a duck or turtle for the Rotary as partnering with this for the trails. Thank you.
All right, thanks. That's Dr. Bill Blackwell with this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.